This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live this Wednesday morning, March 18th on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, they are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle in studio. Jason is at home.
Yes, I am.
And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, Redskins insider John Keim covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. I know coming up at 7:20, we're going to throw out the hypo of Cam Newton to the Redskins. Would you be interested in that? How do you think that would work out? So let's start there, John. Let's get your take on this, because I know Ron Rivera has made comments about a healthy Cam Newton, which would lead you to believe that he'd at least be interested.
Sure, yeah. And, you know, he was everything you hear is it would have – I mean, obviously he was with him in Carolina for a long time. That was his guy, and they were a lot more successful when he was healthy and on the field. And I know, like, ESPN's Matthew Berry does a notebook, kind of an exhaustive notebook, every year after the combine. And one of the things he came away with, and this, I think he wrote this, you know, obviously after the combine, so a couple weeks ago, was that, in his opinion, Rivera would be very, very interested in him if he came free. So, you know, here we are. And I know Josina Anderson just said, and this is, listen, this is logical. They're not going to go trade for him. You're not going to give up a pick and then take on a $19 million contract. That wouldn't make sense. So I think, you know, I don't know where this goes, if he comes free or not, if they really would go after him or not. You know, I don't think we know that they want to add a veteran quarterback. That's what we know. That we know that they want somebody who, you know, and he, Ron Rivera, said that he wanted somebody who not only could just come in and help Dwayne Haskins, but push him as a starting possibility. So, you know, that's what we know they want. So I think you can just go by that for now. Whether or not they get him, I don't know. The one benefit here, guys, is, I was talking about this even earlier in the week, is that Cam Newton knows the offense. What happens if these guys are holed up until July? Mm-hmm. What, you know, it's
insta fit.
This is not about trying to stunt Dwayne Haskins' growth. I don't think it would be. You know, I think you want someone who can go in there and execute what you're going to run. And
So
I think, to me, that's a huge reason why you'd have to weigh that and consider it. And it's not about saying, well, you know, Dwayne's not. It's not about saying, well, Dwayne's not our guy. He can still be your guy, but if you have a plan. The plan shouldn't be, hey, you know what? I know you haven't touched the playbook, right? I know you, well, wink, wink, maybe he has.
Sure.
But I know you haven't, you know, we haven't run this with you and all that, but go out and run it now at an NFL level. That's difficult. So,
it's a great point, John. You know, you bring up a great point, because I don't think people are talking about the fact that, okay, obviously this is devastating to all our lives, but now let's get back to just the trivial world of sports. This is destroying his offseason, where there's so much work that needs to be done. I mean, it's absolutely destroying it.
Yes. And I think, and so how do you compensate for that? And, and you know, how do you adjust? And now, as a coaching staff, what, you know, here's the funny thing, because just like in the 2011 lockout, you had to adjust. And you have to simplify more things. But, like, you can't – I mean, that's always a phrase that everybody wants to use. Well, just simplify it, as if that's always the answer. You still things you have to know and read and adjust within those offenses. So that, you know – and, again, everything you hear about Dwayne Haskins' offseason has been good. It's not – comment on that, but like it is something you'd have to weigh, because if you want to go out and be competitive right away, it's hard if you're not sure where the quarterback is with all of his knowledge. I mean, they just won't know. You can't, you know, they may not be around these guys for several months. So, you know, and now if you signed Cam Newton to a 5-year deal, well, that says one thing. If you just said you're giving him a 1-year deal, see where things are at, then that says something totally different.
So a month ago, Rivera at that charity yard sale he had in Charlotte said regarding Cam Newton, I wouldn't bet against him. So it's not like he was over the top in his comments, but I would just say this. This is opinion, and we can kick this around, the four of us. And Drab brought this up during the break. If they sign Cam Newton and they draft Chase Young, and you know they brought in Thomas Davis, and we'll talk to you about that, and the other linebacker, to me, they got a shot at the playoffs. There are more playoff teams.
Well, I mean, listen, I think this defense could be really good with the addition of Chase Young. I mean, you're looking at a front that could be really, really good. And I think that should cover up a lot of sins. I think you have to take into effect, too, a couple other things. Because I know they're coming off a 3-13 year. And we, you know, who knows? But you last year was such a – I don't think you can adequately describe what a disaster that place was,
yes.
And especially being out there every day. And just the impact on the change, and then a stronger coaching staff. And I think a staff with more direction, detail, et cetera. So how much will that be worth? And I think that's where you also take that in. You know, I think you can, you know, people worrying about not getting certain guys in free agency, I think you still have to take some of those other factors into account when you're looking at the upcoming year. So you know, I think, and, you know, yeah, I think you could contend for the playoffs. But, you know, I don't know. And I think the other thing is, again, I go back to what I said earlier. If we don't see them again until August to start a training camp, then you will be in a position where more experienced staffs and more experienced teams probably have a better shot. Because the other thing, too, and this is another factor with it, what are these guys doing in the offseason? They can't go work out. You need a bunch of veterans who know how to, you know, basically police themselves with workouts in the offseason, because it's going to be all mostly solo, right? So I think that's another thing to throw onto that, too. It just feels like it's almost like you're coming off that 87 strike year, where, like, the teams that prepare the best will be in the best shape to handle something like this.
Joined by John Keim, covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. So you talked about the potential for that defense. Let's talk about some of the guys they brought in. What are we looking at linebacker? I know they re-signed Bostic. Thomas Davis, who was one of Ron Rivera's guys, who's 37 years old, but I think he had more tackles last year than anybody on the Redskins. He's going to be out of the linebacking core. What else do they? What's it shaping up to look like?
So what had been described to me a couple weeks ago was Cole Holcomb would be your strong side linebacker. They really like him. So now you got Bostic and Sean Dion Hamilton in the middle. Bostic is a smart guy, and I think, you know, a few of us, like Craig Hoffman and I, would talk about this a lot. Like, if that team was pretty good last year, people would have realized just how smart that guy was. He has been a journeyman linebacker. We know that. And so you can look at the resume. It is what it is. But he is a smart guy. And I think what you – and then you have Thomas Davis on the outside, and they added this Kevin Pierre-Lewis. Now, he is a – they love him for special teams. And, you know, he could go out there and compete for a job, but his I think he'd be better as special teams spot starter. And then the other factor in there is Reuben Foster, who they would put on the weak side. The problem there is they don't know when that guy will be ready. And I get asked for updates about him every day, and it's you don't know. There is no update. They don't know when he's going to be ready. So you have to prepare as if you don't know when he'll be ready. So he may not be ready till August. Who knows? So he's a what if. But that's the linebacking core. I think one of the common threads, Davis, Bostic, even Sean Dion Hamilton, Cole Holcomb. It's a, for whatever it's worth, it's a very smart group that knows how to prepare. And, you know, as somebody was, because Davis is being brought in as much for his leadership as everything else. And I know people hear that and think Ryan Clark, Deshaun Goldson, and all that. And, yeah, if he can't play, then it doesn't help you. He did show that he could still play. He was in a, he was in this defensive system in Carolina. I was going to say San Diego. The Chargers ran a different system, you know, out of 4-3. What he was asked to do didn't always seem quite as comfortable. So I think they're hoping that being back in this system will allow him to play the way he has in the past. I don't know what he has left. I know the guy was very, very good. And, I think that's what you're looking at there. It's a very, very smart group, though, if nothing else.
J.K., I know we're early in the game in free agency, and a lot of the big names are off the board, and I know they were in play, at least on Cooper. But why haven't the Skins been more active in the first few days of free agency, in your opinion? Is there something to that?
What I was told going into it was they'd be aggressive for the guys they want, and that was Amari Cooper. That was the big target. Some of the other guys, while they had interest in him for a few weeks, they did not have interest in them going into this period. So, I don't think like people here, being aggressive and think they're going to go out and get everybody. It's being aggressive for the guys you want, and then being prudent on some of the other guys. And I think they're kind of toggling that line. So in Carolina, they were more of the second wave type team, kind of what the Redskins had become in recent years as well. This is not a change for them necessarily. I mean, last year was Landon Collins, but typically the Redskins have not been that primary wave team the last several years. So this is kind of falling suit. But, I think the other thing, too, is like for them, they looked at a John Bostic and said, well, you compare him to what some of the other guys are on that market at that position, and does the price difference you have to pay, just is it good enough in terms of the production that you go that route? And they clearly answered no. And I think the other thing too, guys, is when every time I talk to people over there, it's like the phrase is build it right. You got to build it right. You got to build it right. And when you're building it right, it's not just building it for right now. You're building it for now, next year, the year after. And so if you're looking at guys that you think is like, you know, Austin Hooper, yeah, he's good, but is he good? You know, how good is he? Well, if you don't think he's that good, do you really want to tie up that much into that position right now? You know what I mean? So, because you do have other factors in the next couple of years that you're going to weigh, and if you're building it right, that's what you're doing. So, yeah, I don't know where else it's going to go. There are going to be other guys available, I'm sure, that they go after, but they've been fairly quiet with a lot of things. So, like I said, I always felt it was aggressive for the guys they want, and that was Amari Cooper, and they didn't get him.
Hmm. Now, they did bring back Fuller. We talked about this yesterday. I'm guessing he's going to be a slot corner. What's the secondary looking like? And I'm guessing they're going to have to beef that up in the draft.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to address it. And I think, again, Rivera's history has been with, like, for example, free safety. He's not going to pay big for a free safety. So I think that's still a spot you may address because Monte Nicholson is there now. I don't know that. I think it'd be hard for a new staff to come in and say, we're going to rely on him. I don't see that. So, and then you also have Fabian Moreau out there who can play on the outside, better on the outside than he was in the slot. You have guys like Danny Johnson, Greg Stroman, Jimmy Moreland, a slot guy. That's where Kendall will play. Fuller can also swing back to free safety in some looks, some coverages. So I think, it wouldn't shock me if maybe something else happens there or here in the draft. I don't think that that's a finished product. Again, I go back to like the guys like Byron Jones and James Bradbury. I mean, there's a lot of money to pay, and those guys aren't playmakers. And I think I remember I was talking to some defensive coaches before this, and while they liked these players, they felt like that was too much money to pay for guys who haven't been playmakers. So, so I think you still address it. And listen, that secondary, if the front does what it should, that secondary will be helped. And if you play with better communication and more, strict attention to your jobs, then that will help them too.
The offensive line, John, I mean, that's another area they really have to address.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? So what do you think their plans are there?
Well, you still need a left tackle, right? I mean, unless they don't trade Trent Williams and they say you got to come back and play, you need a left tackle. And I think the left guard will be interesting. I like Wes Martin, the guy they drafted last year. This Wes Schweitzer that they just signed, I don't think Falcons fans were sorry to see him leave. I haven't really studied him, so I don't know, but that's what you hear. But I think if nothing else, there's depth inside that they haven't had in a while. You've got to solidify that. And really, it's left tackle that you have to solidify. And so I don't know what, you know, there are honestly, I'm not sure what they're going to do there because, my guess would be you end up getting some sort of a stopgap guy and you address it in a stronger way next year because you can't look at the draft as a place to do that unless you trade back. I don't know that they're going to do that. So other than if you don't do that, you're looking at stopgap measures. But, yeah, I think the left guard will be interesting. Like I said, I like Wes Martin. I thought he was going to unseat Ereck Flowers during the year last year, and then Flowers played better than people expected. But I know people there were expecting Martin to become the starter within a month into that season. That's what they thought of him. So I still think he's a guy he's the guy to watch there. But, that's an area that you need to make sure it's solidified. I mean, with Brandon Scherff back, I mean, he's got to play 16 games or at least more than he has. I mean, otherwise you're going to struggle again.
Do we have any idea if Scherff is upset?
About getting tagged?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he can because he had to know this was coming. Everybody else did. So, he turned down a couple deals from them and he knew that they wanted to keep him. I think what any player, I don't know that any player necessarily likes to be tagged because you want that security from a long-term deal. And I think that's what anybody wants. That's why I think they're going to continue talking to him. I don't think it will be this intense back and forth. I get the feeling it'll be going to him a couple times before that July 15th deadline, making a final offer, and then if he doesn't, then you just move on. Or not move on in terms of like you're not negotiating more until after the season.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, I know when Kirk Cousins went through it for the first time, he was upset / disappointed because in his mind it's like, well, why won't you give me that long-term security? Why don't you commit to me long-term? Everybody wants that. And I think a guy who's had as many injuries as Scherff has would want that security.
John, always appreciate the time and insight. That's John Keim, covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. By the way, what is John Keim doing in this coronavirus world? Like, what is your day like? You don't go to Redskins Park.
Well, but I'm doing exactly what I'd be doing if it was free agency last year because I'm holed up in my office.
Gotcha.
I mean, I am, anybody else in my job is self-quarantined already because that's all you do. You're on the phone. I'm in my office. That's it. So
gotcha.
Nothing, fortunately, whatever, nothing. A friend of mine was telling me how bored he was. I'm like, I can't say that because it's just been normal.
Right.
In that regard. I mean, it just nothing has been disruptive because we're the ones who are still covering sports right now. It's kind of weird.
Yep. All right, John. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, John.
It's John Keim, covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. So we opened up with him talking about Cam Newton, and we want to open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067. I think it's a distinct possibility that the Redskins make a play for him. Do you want that to happen? Should the Redskins make a play for Cam Newton? Here's the situation in Carolina. Teddy Bridgewater is going to be their new starting quarterback. Matt Rhule, new head coach. They're moving on from Cam. So Cam, I guess, can negotiate a trade, which maybe the Redskins wouldn't want to do. But eventually they'll probably waive him, and Cam Newton will be out there. Should the Redskins make a play, we'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. If you check us out on TV, just a one shot right now. They have basically empty studios at NBC Sports Washington. Here at 106.7 The Fan, we've been told only two people per studio. EB and I are social distancing. We're diagonal.
Right.
Jason's back at his house living the dream, doing the show from his house.
I am. I'm here in Ashburn.
But we do have a show. We want to keep it interactive, and we're talking about the possibility of Cam Newton to D.C. Would you even want that? 800-636-1067. Let me just give you the numbers on Cam.
Yeah.
So in 2015, which is MVP year, he was unbelievable. 35 touchdowns, only 10 picks, had a quarterback rating at 99.4. He also ran for 10 touchdowns.
Long time ago.
Mm-hmm. 2016, 2017, 2018, his best season, I would say, was 2018. Last year, was just injured, just throw it out. 24 touchdowns, 13 picks. Quarterback rating was 94.2.
Wasn't he showing signs of injury that year, too?
A little bit. Yes. He only played in 14 games. I believe he missed two.
But their team was much better in 17, JP. 18, he had a losing record. In 17, they were 11-5.
Yeah, but I think he played hurt in 18. And he shut it down in 19. Correct. I actually throw those two out.
I think in 18 he had the shoulder injury, and then he had the shoulder and the foot last year.
Yeah.
But if you look at the QB rating in his most recent year when he played, which I'm going to go with 2018, quarterback rating wasn't that bad, 94.2. He still ran for 488 yards, had four touchdowns. So I think you can win games with Cam Newton. I think if they can get him on the cheap, if I'm the Redskins, I make that move because Cam Newton, I think, makes you a contender. I really
do. That's the thing. You acquire Cam Newton at this age, he's, as far as I know, he's still 30. There is a 0% chance he takes a backseat to Dwayne Haskins.
No,
zero.
Yeah,
it will not happen. It is a fait accompli. Dwayne Haskins is the backup. So if you sign him, you can say what you want. Like, if you listen to Rivera and he's saying, I want somebody to push Haskins, that ain't pushing Haskins. That's pushing him out the door.
Right.
Because he's not going to push him.
As long
it's his
he's
job.
Healthy.
As long as he's healthy.
Yeah, you're giving up on Haskins if you trade.
You're essentially giving up, or at least you're buying a couple of years.
Yeah. And I assume if you sign Cam Newton, it's going to be a three-year deal at minimum.
Yeah, so...
So that makes Dwayne Haskins a career backup,
him. It makes him expendable.
Correct.
So if they sign sign Newton, which I actually don't, I'm always wrong. I don't think they will. Now, John did bring up, because I think that just eliminates Haskins. Might as well draft Tua or somebody. Mm-hmm. I think that John brought up a great point, though, that this is like the most bizarre year in all of our lives. And it's like the 87 comparison is a great comparison because it's like, wow, these guys, when everyone gets the all clear, there's going to be a real quick training camp, like one preseason game, if any, you know what I mean? And throw them to the wolves and play.
And no OTAs.
Right. All that stuff, forget about it. Yeah. So a kid like Haskins who needs work and reps, he's at a huge, God bless him, this screws him.
Dwayne Haskins was throwing at a high school field yesterday to high school receivers.
Right. You can't, listen, God bless him, you're not getting better.
Yeah.
I mean, he has to do it.
That's a good point.
He has no other choice.
Good point. Real good point. I just don't know if Cam Newton, JP thinks you can contend with him. I'm not so sure.
If he's healthy, you absolutely can. Proven.
Yeah, I'm just not
sure. I just don't know if he's healthy.
I don't buy into the health.
I'm going with the 2018 numbers. I'm telling you, look, he doesn't run like he used to. So his MVP season, he had 132 attempts, 636 yards, 10 touchdowns. But just 2 years ago, when he's not running as much, he still ran for nearly 500 yards, had four touchdowns. So you're not getting that production. His touchdown interception ratio, it's not great. It's probably average, 24 touchdowns to 13 picks. But you can win with that if you have a good defense. This guy, Jamal, tweets us, brings up a good point. Says, wouldn't bring in Cam Newton at the moment because they have to keep the front that they could draft Tua. So wait until post-draft, and then if Cam is available, then maybe make that move.
Well, if you make it, and I'm fine with it, you're out on Haskins.
I don't think Cam Newton's going to be available April 26th.
I don't know. We'll see, given the environment. 800-636-1067 is the number. I would see Haskins as your insurance policy, that Cam Newton comes in as your one, but if he gets hurt, you're telling a guy, hey, you need to learn, you need to grow, and this guy, I mean, we don't know what the length of the contract would be. He's got an injury history, so you need to be ready to go.
I'm fine with that because I think that's the way it used to be. You groom quarterbacks for a while, and you get your shot. But that's just not how Haskins is going to pout. It's going to be a disaster.
He's going to want out.
He's going to want out.
Well, if they ever benched Cam Newton, you want to talk about pouting.
Right. And that's the other thing you want to
deal with. Yeah, that's why you can't do that.
Now, I'm not sure. I think Ron Rivera drafted Cam. I think they came in the same year. But I'm not so sure what that relationship was like the last couple of years. I'm not sure if it soured.
Oh, no. I think Cam loved him.
Yeah, maybe he did.
I
don't know how you love
go.
Cam, though. I don't know how you love Cam.
Well, obviously Rivera did. Yeah, I mean, I think that relationship's pretty tight, Jason.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. That's my interpretation.
I mean, it does feel like forever ago, but in 2015, they were a 15-1 team. They mowed through Seattle and Arizona to get to the Super Bowl, and then they lost to the Broncos.
Okay, but like you said, that was almost 6 years ago.
It was a long time ago.
Okay, but for Rivera, that's the peak, the pinnacle of his coaching career, and he's probably thinking of it like, hey, we could do it again. Okay.
Listen, it all depends on his health, because there's a 0% chance I think he's washed up at 30, right. If he's healthy. 0% chance.
And to me, he has to be willing to run. What made him special is his ability to run. Now, he doesn't have to run like Lamar Jackson, but he's got to give you the fourth and ones. He's got to give you, the goal line situation. And then he's not going to be a guy who's going to light it up for 50 touchdowns.
No.
But getting that 25 touchdown range, limit the interceptions, I think you can win a lot of games with Cam Newton.
Yeah.
What's
a
lot?
Well, the Redskins were a 3-win team. It's tough to say. But I think they could be, given the new playoff format, a playoff contender if they shore up the defense. Yeah. 8-8's a playoff team, potentially.
Well, like Eric said, if you do sign Cam
Newton... By the way, it would be 9-8.
Right. Not this year.
Right.
But like Eric said, if you do sign Cam Newton, you are giving up on your 15th overall pick from last year. He's gone. Either you're going to have to trade him, or you're going to have to deal with the ramifications of his unhappiness behind Cam Newton. I just don't see that working. But, I agree with Eric. I don't think that they will sign him. But if you do, that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah. All right, let's bang out these calls. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Ron in Poolsville. Ron, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Junks.
What's up?
First of all, I want to thank you guys for dealing with the adversity of this situation and keeping us entertained in the morning. Really appreciate it. It gives me a sense of some sort of normalcy. I want to thank you for that.
Of course. Of course.
Hey, the thing about this Cam Newton thing, if we could get him, I'd say that's great. I'd like to have him. However, we still have no left side of our offensive line. So who's to say he would want to come here? I would think a guy at his level with his injuries might want to consider that. We just, frankly, we're going to have a better defense, but I have serious concerns about our offensive line and able to, that's why I think Haskins is in deep doo-doo right now, and you need a better.
Right. No, there's no doubt. The one thing I am encouraged about is they brought in a guy off the scrap. They brought in two guys off the scrap heap on the left side of the line. And they held up pretty darn well. It was the right side that we had issues with.
Well, but right now we got nada. We got nada.
You're right. You're right. But it shows me, though, that you can't, if you're good about it and you get a little lucky, that you can maybe scrape your way through it. I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. I think you draft Chase. You take him number two because they say he's a generational player.
Yeah.
And we haven't had a pass rusher for, geez, it seems like since Dexter Manley, for crying out loud. So now we're going to get one, I hope. I hope they use that because in playoff games, if we ever get there, defense wins those. So, guys, again, thanks for keeping some sense of normalcy in this whole thing, and stay safe.
Yeah, yeah, you too. Everybody stay
safe.
Thanks
for calling.
Thank you, buddy.
I put the poll up at Junks Radio on Twitter. Should the Redskins try to acquire Cam Newton? And I just know some early response goes to kind of the negative personality traits of Cam Newton. And that's undeniable. Like, he's been terrible at the podium, some of his body language things, his pouting, all of that. I just think he just gives you a lot more production than what I would expect from Dwayne Haskins.
Is he better than Dwayne Haskins? Of course he is.
Exactly.
But do you want to deal with all the off-the-field stuff? Do you want to deal with that? And I mean, it's a stopgap.
But Ron Rivera has experience with that. It's not like you're bringing Cam Newton to a Jay Gruden-led team. You're bringing him to
He does have experience with it, but you don't know if he really liked it. And maybe Cam Newton changed over the years. Maybe in his first 2-3 years he didn't do that. I don't remember him doing that in his first couple of years. But the last two, when things went south in Carolina, and they did decline. I mean, let's not paint a different picture here. They did decline with Cam Newton at quarterback. And again, a lot of that was health. But do you want to deal with that? And maybe Ron Rivera doesn't. Because he would be a stopgap, fellas. Cam Newton, if you sign him for 2 or 3, that's a stopgap position,
sure.
Stopgap move. Or do you want to let Dwayne really learn, take 2-3 years to really get better, and then you can move forward? He
could
be a
10-year
quarterback.
I'm not even pro Cam, but and this is the great unknown, and I assume he's broken to some extent, with all the wear and tear and the style of football that he's played.
Right.
I think you have to assume he's somewhat broken. But if you could prove to me that he's actually healthy, then I think, Jason, he's not necessarily a stopgap. He could be a 5-year solution. He could be a 5-year solution.
He's not 38.
He's 30.
He's not Philip Rivers.
Right. So I agree with you if he's broken, he's a stopgap.
He's already had a shoulder surgery.
Right, but so did Breeze.
All right, well, Breeze is a totally different animal.
I know, but you don't understand what I'm saying.
One's a Hall of Famer and one's, you know, okay.
Understood, but if he's not broken, but I think he probably is broken because of his style of play.
I just don't think it hurts you that much. I understand that you may have a backup quarterback in Haskins who's pouting, but I don't know how it hurts that much. If it doesn't work out with Cam, look what happened with Carolina this year, right? Now, ultimately, nobody believes in Kyle Allen. In fact, the franchise doesn't believe in him. Matt Rhule's taken over as the head coach, and they made a play for Teddy Bridgewater. But for a period of time there, when Allen was playing good football, you were like, well, I guess they're just passing the baton to Kyle Allen. He took over, had his opportunity. And so what I would see is if things don't go well for Cam Newton, injuries, or he just is a shell of his former self, you pass the baton to Dwayne Haskins, who now hopefully has been practicing hard and studying and catching up all the things they say he's behind, and then he takes over and runs with it.
Yeah, because
When does he take over?
I don't know. Like I said, if things sour for Cam Newton.
So you drafted a guy number 15 to be your backup.
They did the same thing with Brandon Sheriff. They drafted him 5 to be right tackle. They moved him to guard.
But he at least started. He
correct.
Was a starter.
I know. It's not ideal, but I think JP's point is, and I'm arguing for the sake of argument, but JP's point is, look, this is a big boy league. This is the National Football League.
Right.
We don't care about your feelings. We don't care about any of that. It's like the same thing in college. You could be a starter. If they recruit somebody, he's better than you the next year. You know what? He's going to start over you.
Yep. And this is the way it's happened in the past. Okay, we're now used to a situation where somebody gets drafted in the first round, boom, they're playing almost immediately. It was actually strange for the Redskins not to play Haskins as early in the season as most quarterbacks who are drafted where he is play. But in the past, a lot of times guys got drafted, and then they would have to wait a significant period of time before they get the shot. And maybe that's what you do with Dwayne Haskins.
I don't know. Do you want your starting quarterback pouting and your backup quarterback pouting?
That's true.
Well, whoever's because starting I'm not, be
because that's what's going to happen if the Skins start out 1-4 and Cam can't throw the ball.
Cam's a pouter.
I know you'll always have one pouter.
No. But Cam's a pouter when he's playing.
Come on. How many times did we come in on Monday in the studio?
A pouter. There's no doubt about it.
And we saw those awful.
You know
pressers.
What? You bring up a good point. That those two will feed off each other. The negative energy, you can't have that.
I don't think you can have that.
You can't have it. It's a great point. I mean,
unless you're going to decide to get rid of Dwayne, and that's one thing. And
you can't have both. That's toxic. That ain't going to work.
All right, fellas, give your child a first-class hoops experience and a first-class life experience at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Their goal is for campers to love basketball. They instill confidence, teach the game. Kids have fun. They teach all day, every day. 5 skill sessions per day. They work on your basketball IQ with competitions, contests, guest speakers, and 3 games per day. Instruction's the difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Register your kid today. CoachWooten.com is the website. Wooten spelled with 2 O's, 2 T's. That's CoachWooten.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. It's JP and EB in the studios, Jason at home, and we've actually set it up where we can now see Jason in his office. I was wondering,
can you put it on the edge of the thing there, Jason? Drabby, the edge of the table. It won't reach.
We got all the microphones blocking.
So delicate.
Eric can see Jason. I can see Jason on the TV.
You can't see you, I don't think.
I can only see Eric.
Yeah. I'm curious, you have like an 85 jersey behind you, a 21. Some of them seem framed, but then you kind of have just a jersey hanging there.
Yeah, it's all nubby in there. You got to fix that, dude.
Like, will you just quit framing jerseys? What's going on?
Our viewers can't see it.
I only have so much room
right
in here. That 85 is Vernon Davis.
Listen, okay. You just get those ones that aren't framed. Get those. That looks
he's
ridiculous.
He's got a Brooks-like.
Thank God the public can't see that yet.
He's got a droopy Brooks-like.
Yeah. That's a disaster.
The 27's Carlton Fisk.
Let me ask you.
Nice.
But I do have to get those framed.
You know
up.
What?
Right.
I'll take a picture of it and put it on Twitter, and then people can see it.
There
so
go.
Follow
Jason,
me, EB Junkies.
Just to get back to this Cam Newton thing, are you, if you're the Redskins, are you pro or are you con? Are you against bringing in Cam Newton?
I would be against.
Okay.
I would either say I'm all in with Dwayne. If he doesn't work out in 3 years, okay, we move on, or I draft Tua too. I don't think I want Cam Newton.
I'm all in.
He's an individual. He doesn't scream team guy to me. What are you taking a picture of?
I'm taking a picture of your nubby background.
Why are you doing that?
Because it's funny to me.
Sharing it with our listeners.
Yeah, right. there you go. Yeah.
I should be doing this from my basement where I have all the silly jerseys.
Yeah, that's right.
This is early, but 77% of the people on Twitter at Junks Radio are against it, like you guys. I'm for it. I've always been a Cam guy. And maybe I'm just holding on to the memories of 2015, but I think he could still do it if healthy. And I just don't know that it hurts you that much. I'm against coddling guys. Oh, he's going to pout. You know what? If Dwayne Haskins is the backup and Cam Newton is your starter, suck it up and get better. And if you get better so that you can beat him out, then you deserve to play. I'm not going to tolerate somebody. I'm not going to be afraid of pouting.
Cam Newton's going to pout. You know that.
Possibly. But if he's starting and they're winning games, why is he pouting?
Well, he's been starting for 8 years and he pouted.
Yeah. I mean, don't you know the kind of person he is?
I mean, you must have short-term memory. Go back and look at some of those pressers from when they lost games last year on Monday mornings or on Sunday afternoons.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of a pain in the ass. I mean,
he's
a handful. He's a handful.
All right, 2 years ago, correct.
Maybe you're hoping he matured, and it's Ron Rivera who's coaching before. I think he can handle the handful, and to me, the pros outweigh the cons. But look, I'm in the minority so far from the people. If you want to vote, at Junks Radio.
I've so given up on the Redskins winning that I'm anything for drama at this point. And, right.
You were for Tom Brady yesterday.
I'm for anything that makes them interesting at this point.
Right.
Because
right.
I've given up on us winning. Yeah. And it's sad. And the Redskins diehards have accused me of that for years. And I've always said, no, I just want them to win. But I've given up on that. I just want them to be interesting.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Are you like Jason, who is against it, or are you like me, for it?
Yeah.
And EB seems in the middle. I think he thinks it probably wouldn't work out, but it'd be interesting.
If he's 100% healthy or 95% healthy, go with it. He's a great quarterback. If he's 95% quarterback, 95% healthy, right?
He's a great quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback, but the running adds something. So
yes.
If you still have that element.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, he's the MVP caliber if he's healthy.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Marvin in Landover. Marvin, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. I was just wondering one thing, and this is before, this is different than the Cam Newton thing. Can they sign the XFL players yet?
Tight end. They freed them up. The XFL has paid. Oliver Luck credit. Mm-hmm. He paid off the guys, or Vince McMahon, ultimately. They're paying off their salaries. And they gave him immediate clearance to sign with the NFL. It's my understanding the way I read it.
Who do you want?
The tight end from the Dallas Renegades. I think he was with us last year.
What was his name again? I remember now that you mentioned
Donald Parham.
Yeah. He's a big guy, right?
Yeah, 6'8".
Yeah.
He was pretty much the class. To me, he was outclassing all that competition. So that means he should get another shot. I was thinking that would be a good – the Redskins don't have any tight ends, and we didn't get Hooper.
None.
So yep. I was like, that was just my thought. The Cam thing. Okay, let me just throw that in there.
What do you think about Cam?
I was listening to you guys' argument. I was for getting Cam, and now I'm kind of teetering because you're talking about the pouting issue, the pouting on both ends. I didn't know when Haskins became a pouter. But y'all saying he would pout on the sidelines 2 years. I was thinking maybe a 1 year contract with an option. And if he doesn't work out, then basically you're having a guy who's high quality, having 2 years in the system, ready to come in. I'm not sure that's giving up on somebody, but I guess it could be if you want to look at it that way.
That's old school. If he's able to suck it up, that's a great way to groom him. Great way to groom him.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah. I would love to groom a quarterback these days. It never happens anymore. But you got to think, Aaron Rodgers was groomed, but he had a Hall of Famer in front of him.
Yeah, I think pouting may be unfair to label him that way. It's just some of the things on social media. You know, even with kind of this talk about Tua and the Redskins doing their due diligence and interviewing him, I think he put something on Twitter that people questioned. That's just kind of what Dwayne Haskins does, but that's also probably what – you know, people of that age do.
Yeah.
I was about to say, that's just the condition of this generation.
Correct.
You know, social media, I have to talk to my daughter through text now. She doesn't listen to me anymore. So it's just how it is.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate you listening.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a nice one.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right.
Let's go to Joe. We have time for Joe?
Sure.
All right. Joe, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, guys. This reeks of Donovan McNabb 2.0, doesn't it?
Could,
but he's a little younger.
I understand what you're saying, but it's a Band-Aid. You got Alex Smith on the book still, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a lot. Okay, 22 million or something.
That's one thing we can thank Captain Yellowpants for. Because it prevents us from doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe it prevents us, in the end of the day, in a good way. You know, because you're just going to force you to work with this kid that you drafted. Because ideally, let's be honest, in a perfect world, you want the kid you drafted 15 to work out.
Of course.
You'll want to give up on him in 1 year.
You want him to be a 10-year quarterback.
Is he the only healthy quarterback on the roster right now?
Yes,
Haskins?
As far as I know. They don't have like a third-string bum.
Who else is on the roster?
There's no bums on there.
Case Keenum signed with Cleveland.
Gone.
Yeah, Colts are free agent.
Yeah. Who else they got? Woodrum? I don't know.
I don't think they got that dude anymore.
Yeah, so I think they have one quarterback.
I take Chase Young, boys. I take Chase Young. Ride it out with Haskins. If he just doesn't develop, we're in the Lawrence sweepstakes next year.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you, man.
Here's something real quick to think about it. Let's just say they move on and they have no interest in Cam. Well, who is their backup quarterback right now? They got to go out and get
somebody.
Yeah, they go out. They have to go out and get someone.
Jameis.
Right.
There's a bunch of guys out there.
You know what? I think I'd rather have Jameis than Cam.
I still like Jameis. I mean, I know he throws a million picks. I just like his personality. He's such and I know he's had a lot of off-field issues that Cam hasn't had.
He's a knucklehead.
But I just like his.
They both are.
I just like him.
They both are in different ways.
He's just more likable to me. And believe me, he's had a handful of incidents. I know it. I'm not ignorant to it.
Right.
Yeah. He's just more likable.
All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in on anything? A little bit later in the show, Alan May is going to join us. We'll talk about what's going on with the NHL, which is not much other than they had their first player who tested for coronavirus. Steve Palazzo is going to join us later in the program, too, from Pro Football Focus. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.